This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that. I mean, be a part of the conversation. Get involved. Give a call. Whatever it is, however it is you decide you want to get involved, you need to be involved. Seriously. Because when you get involved, when you get engaged, you learn something. You don't even have to agree, but you'll learn something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, if you want to head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do. I mean, a lot that you can do up there. You can click on Patreon, which is, it's kind of like an inside club membership where you guys can be involved from a private standpoint. You know, it's not stuff that I put out normally. It's stuff that we talk about behind the scenes, if you would. So check it out. Head up there and check it out. You can buy the book. You can buy the coffee mug. There's a million ways you can get involved and get engaged and help the show out financially. Like I told you, Facebook, YouTube, Ustream, they're all squelching conservatives from being able to make some money online. Anyway, California. These people, the legislators here don't listen to anybody. And we had a gas tax here, and we still have it. I shouldn't say we had. We have a gas tax that would end up adding 20 plus cents a gallon to gasoline. And I've always joked about it, said, hey, look, the Dems care so much about the little people that they tax the crud out of them. Right? Cigarettes? Yeah, and according to statistics, I'm not putting anybody down, but let's just go with real facts, right? According to statistics, the lower socioeconomic groups smoke more than others. So why would you slap another $2 a pack on cigarettes? Right? I'm not saying that you keep them cheap so they'll smoke more. That's not my point. My point is, you say you want to help the little people. Some people are trying to get, to work every day. They're barely making ends meet. And what do? You slap another 20 plus cents a gallon on gasoline. And then what do? You raise registration fees by 35%. Isn't that just wonderful? I mean, I really appreciate it because if the Republicans are smart, they wouldn't even campaign. They would have a sign to go, look at what they're doing to you. That would be my campaign sign. Vote Republican because look at what they're doing to you. It would be that simple. So recently, California passed a law. Everybody knows what Planned Parenthood is, right? If you don't know what Planned Parenthood is, you've been in a coma. But they passed a law aimed at counseling centers, pregnancy counseling centers that don't provide abortions. Right? So these centers, usually called crisis pregnancy centers, And they bring people, you know, young girls that are pregnant, maybe couples that are pregnant. They don't know what to do. They're nervous. They don't necessarily want an abortion, but they don't necessarily want to have the baby. They just don't know what to do. You know, I guess if you're a 15, 16, 17-year-old girl and you're pregnant and you're just totally confused, would you as an adult, a pro-life adult, want this person going to a Planned Parenthood where they go, hey, no problem, darling, we can take care of this for you in a matter of an hour? Or would you rather her going to a pregnancy center, a real pregnancy center, where they sit down and give you options? Most people already know about the abortion option. Very few people, when you ask young people, they'll tell you, I never even thought about adoption. Why not? Where's the adult in the room? Who's not talking to them? Anyway, the state required these pregnancy centers in the front end of the counseling session for you to give these the young people the address, the number, the information on the local abortion clinic. So here I have a business where my business is based around trying to keep people from getting abortions, having them have those children, put them up for adoption, and learn how to take care of them yourself with our help. Well, apparently, the California legislative loons, to show you how smart they are, they found that unacceptable. We'll have none of these babies running around here. So they wanted you, within the first few minutes that you were in the counseling session, for you to be told where you could go have an abortion, if that's what you originally came in for, or if that's what you were questioning, or maybe, just maybe, you didn't know that abortion was available. No. I'm being funny. I mean, like, you wouldn't know abortion was available. So the non-abortion clinic has to tell you, hey, have you ever thought about abortion? Even though we don't do them, even though we don't push them, state says we have to. I mean, seriously, think how stupid that is. I tried to come up with a ludicrous example today, and the only thing I come up with was just kind of stupid, too. It's like you walk into a waterbed store, right? Because you want to buy water. I know, that's so 70s, I'm sorry, but so what? You walk into a waterbed store, and the guy says, yeah, you don't want one of these. You might get seasick. Go try the regular mattresses across the street at Frank's Mattress House. It's so dumb. But the Supreme Court handed down a win to the pro-life movement. It was a 5-4 decision. It's called NIFLA versus Becerra. The justices ruled that California can't force crisis pregnancy centers to post signs about state-sponsored abortion services. It was a whole freedom of speech thing. Isn't that wonderful? Love it. I'm Joe Vecenio, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Angela Bennett's going to join me. She's the head of one of the crisis pregnancy centers in California. Kind of let us in on what's going on with it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Me while I whip this out.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My
Music Hillside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million gazillion things you can do up there. But mostly what you can do is give me your email address, because I send out an email once a week. I don't inundate you with garbage. I let you know who's going to be on the show or who's scheduled to be on the show. And the topics we're going to be taking on. I've got a lot of stuff coming up in the next week or so. A lot of good guests, and I'm not telling you who any of them are. You're going to have to tune in to find out. You're going to have to check it out on the website. Now, remember, we were talking a few minutes ago, and some of you don't even know about these centers. I mean, you say Planned Parenthood, and everybody knows what that is. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, what side of the issue you're on. Everybody knows what it is and what it means. But it's a whole different animal, a whole different story when you talk about these care pregnancies or these crisis pregnancy centers that you've heard about over the last few days. But I'm not the expert. And you know how I love to bring people in that actually know what they're talking about, unlike me. I've asked Angela Bennett to join me. She is the... I knew I was going to screw this up,
President,
right? What's that?
President and CEO.
President, yeah, well, I get them backwards all the time. She's the president and CEO of a crisis pregnancy center in North Los Angeles County. Angela, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much.
All right, so we'll stay away from the law stuff for a second. I want you to tell people what is exactly a crisis pregnancy center and what does it do?
Well, you know, the term crisis pregnancy center, you know, came out of the 70s, 80s, and maybe 90s, and really referred to in a resource type of work that came alongside of women and provided various kinds of help, resources, and we're not medical. Nowadays, we are licensed medical clinics by the state of California, and throughout the nation there are licensed clinics. So we hold a community license that allows us to do any kind of community care, broken bones to tonsillitis. We have a limited, narrow scope of practice, and we focus on pregnancy diagnostics because there is so much that can be done and so much information that can be given to really help provide informed decision-making in a way that equips women to feel confident in their decision-making. And so we focus on that. And we find that 99% of those who come through our centers give us glowing exit surveys, and they are delighted to have someone not just run the pregnancy test, but educate them, even through ultrasound, to prove that there's a pregnancy in the uterus where it belongs. If you don't have that, you don't have a decision to make. Something else might be going on. But they partner in that process all the way, and we have topics and concepts and information and education, practical assistance for women and those in relationship with them involved in their decision making, so that they all can feel very, very equipped. So today we are licensed community care clinics focusing on pregnancy diagnostics and education.
So a young couple comes in and she believes she's pregnant, they believe that she's pregnant, and you know, the first thing you do is run some kind of pregnancy test, correct? Just to confirm what they believe might be true.
Right. We run a pregnancy test to determine whether or not the HCG hormone levels are elevated, meaning that as early as maybe 7 days after conception, that hormone is elevated, and our tests are sensitive enough to indicate that there's potentially a pregnancy going on.
Wow.
So that's what the urine pregnancy test does. It says, yes, potentially there's a pregnancy, and it's a good indicator. It's a very good indicator.
Okay,
but there are many things that can... Go ahead.
No, you finish up.
But there are many things that can affect where a pregnancy ends up. So she could have an ectopic. She may have already conceived and miscarried, and hormones are still up there, high enough to register positive. So that's why an ultrasound becomes really crucial, especially when there's a decision or an uncertainty about the outcome of the pregnancy. If you're not sure you're going to carry that pregnancy, you wouldn't want to have a procedure you don't need if you weren't pregnant. So it's very important to have that ultrasound. Also, having an ultrasound confirms that there is a pregnancy in there and allows you to make the decisions, puts all those decisions in front of you to evaluate. Do I want to carry this pregnancy to term? Do I want a parent? Do I want a place for adoption? Or for those who are considering abortion, now they have sex. So as we confirm pregnancy, they have scientific medical facts now that they're making decisions from, rather than a drugstore test that may or may not be giving them everything.
Are you finding that is it more younger people coming in to see you? Is it people of all ages? Is it one group over another group? What are you finding? Go ahead.
An interesting question. The tide has shifted somewhat. When I started this 17 years ago, we saw maybe 1 year 53% teens, and then the 47% was college students, and the next year it was reversed. So it was that way for quite some time. What we're seeing now is less teenagers and more college-aged patients.
Interesting.
Interesting change.
And California must have caught those numbers because, you know, in the colleges in California now, they're talking about putting the morning after pills in vending machines, which you get a Snickers and a morning after pill all for, you know, whatever.
There you go. The interesting thing about that is that it's an exceptionally high dose of hormones. And so if you don't need it, and you're taking the morning after pill, you're bombarding your body with all of those hormones that may not be necessary, and you don't even know whether or not there's a possible pregnancy. So, you know, there's a reason that doctors monitor birth control regimens because there are some side effects that they need to monitor whether or not you're doing okay and progressing well if you're on birth control. But when we put them in dispensing machines on college campuses, like we've heard, you know, this has been a rumor for a long time, and now I think they're actually making effort to physically get them on campuses. So when we're talking about the morning after pill, and that's 8-9 times stronger than one birth control pill, my question is, why is that not being monitored? Why is that okay?
I had the same thoughts that you had when I was saying, okay, let's take the fact that it's ultimately an abortion pill. How many drugs do we dispense from a vending machine without tracking what's going on and what it's doing to people? We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about a couple of other things. When it comes to who you're seeing and the kind of things you do at the Pregnancy Center. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Back. Sometimes it's a sound I hear in my head when I hear the California legislature's back in session. You know, the theme from Frankenstein. Just craziness. Those guys should scare you even if you don't live in this state. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, our hearts and prayers go out to those who, the families of those who lost their lives today and in the shooting, and some of those that were injured and hurt. And you know what? Do not come up with your own idea as to what took place today. Why don't we let things play out, let the police do their job, and then you can start commenting on it. You notice I never comment on this stuff the day of or even the day after unless we know exactly what's gone down. So don't make it up. You make us all look like fools, okay? Let's just keep it that it's really that simple. So we were talking earlier a little bit about, you know, on the show I like to talk a lot about the, you know, abortion and adoption and how adoption, you know, it seems lately that adoption is a nasty, sinful, dirty word, and abortion seems to be the norm, or at least that's what they'd have you to believe. And it's up to us to change that. It's up to us to change the mindset. It's an issue of the heart. You know, And I know my guests may not agree with me on this, but I always said the same thing. Why are we so focused on reversing Roe versus Wade as opposed to working on the hearts and minds of our young people? Roe versus Wade would mean absolutely nothing if our young people understood the value they had, if they understood what they meant to us, if they understood what the value of life was about. And by the way, if you're listening and you're pregnant and you know somebody's pregnant, Planned Parenthood is not, I got news for you, little secret, okay? Planned Parenthood is not the place to go to plan how big your family should be. I guarantee they won't give you that advice. And anyway, Angela Bennett joins me. She's the CEO and president of a crisis pregnancy center in Los Angeles County. Angela, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe. Always fun. Always a pleasure.
I know. I get crazy, and I'm sorry, and I don't mean to drag you into it, but it is astounding to me that the word adoption has almost become like a swear word, like a shh, don't say that word, you know. But abortion is just the norm. It's a mindset, at least in my mind, what we've done to people. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I think it depends on which side you're on. If you are the prospective adoptive parent, that's a different story altogether, because your heart yearns for a child to love and nurture and to care for and to just, you know, cherish. If you're on the other side and you're facing an unplanned pregnancy and you feel like you have your foot in a bear trap and right there over on the mound that you can see, there's a mountain lion waiting to come to you. And women make those decisions with great angst, mm-hmm. if you will, most of the time, because they're facing this question: do I cut my foot off to get away from the mountain lion, because that's how they feel in their circumstances, or do I sit here and let him come at me? So it can be that much of a struggle, and I've sat with women year after year describing where they are at emotionally, spiritually, practically, and circumstances in their life, and they feel trapped, and that the pregnancy has presented at a time in their life when there's nothing ready, and they feel trapped, so they don't know how to navigate that. So on that side of it, adoption doesn't always sound great because they can't see beyond this bear trap at the moment, and they feel like they need to go back to yesterday when they didn't think they were pregnant. And so if they could wrap their arms around the fact that they are pregnant, they have this life growing inside of them, and we culturally had a different perspective on the value of life, they might come around to an adoption decision. And there are some who do, maybe 2% or 4%. And they are very joyful throughout their pregnancy. I've seen them be able to come to a place where they pick out the parents and the family that they will raise their child. They have entrustment ceremonies where they dedicate this child and hand it over to the new family, and they make commitments to one another. It can be very beautiful, but it's not common, and it can be very rare. Abortion is seen as the grief that I won't. I'm sorry. Adoption can be seen as the grief that I may never recover from. So yeah, it depends on the side that you're on.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about adoption on a regular basis. I say, you know, there used to be a stigma, and I don't know if there still is because I don't know many people that are adopted. There used to be a stigma behind being adopted. They would feel bad, or they feel. And I'd say, you know what? Think about something. You weren't an accident. Your parents came looking for you. The people that raised you loved you enough to go out and choose you, and raise you as their own. And I don't know how you would feel bad about that. You'd have to feel like one special human being, knowing that those people went out of their way to choose you and work. You know, listen. I've got my own biological kids that I'd like to give away at times. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, no.
I can only imagine what it's, you know. Okay. Anyway. So,
well, yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, the thing, everybody wants to know where they came from, and they want to understand why their parents couldn't raise them. And, you know, when you think about little kids, even in the family splits up, things happen. Kids take on that responsibility, and it's not theirs, but they think they're the reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's often adopted children who were adopted. I mean, we're not in a constant state of being adopted, but, you know, they were adopted at one point in time into a family. They have those same questions. You know, where did I come from? What were the things that played into the decision-making? Why did my parents find themselves in a situation they couldn't take care of me? There's a lot of good reasons, Austin. And sometimes they go searching. California has a website. I don't know the address of it, but I know that this website exists where birth parents and children who were adopted can find one another through this website. And so it's a nice way to be able to facilitate answering that question. What happened?
Right.
And why was that situation the way it was? But I know a lot of families who have adopted children, and their children are adults. They're well adjusted. They're happy. Their birth parents didn't raise them, but their adoptive parents are wonderful parents. And I know many, many adults who are so grateful for the families that they were adopted into. So I think the tide's changing, Joe. I think that when you talk with people specifically about their circumstances, you'll find that there are many who are very, very happy that they were adopted as the families that they were. The 90s, there were a lot of movies about, you know, the regrets of placing for adoption and going after the children and getting them back out of the adoptive homes and all of that. It doesn't quite work that way. It was Hollywood.
Yeah.
So that's where some of these things.
You mean it came out of Hollywood that wasn't truthful? Oh, my God, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
All right. Well, speaking about a Holly weird in and of itself. Okay, let's talk about Sacramento a little bit. So Sacramento came down, I think, what was it, 2015, they came down with a law that basically said that these crisis pregnancy centers, and I'm going to screw it up and you're going to clean it up, but these crisis pregnancy centers needed to offer information about abortion, but not at some point. I mean, this had to be one of the first things that you talked about when somebody came in for your services, or even to discuss whether they were pregnant or not. Can you kind of give people an overview as to what the law was about?
Yeah, AB 775, when it was first introduced, caught the attention of everyone, and you know, like us, in doing what we do. And there were many of us who went up to Sacramento to talk with some of the assembly members and were there during some of the hearings as it progressed. And, you know, the question that resonated, it was how, you know, how are women knowing that they can secure an abortion if they want to? And so this law is going to help them know that they can secure an abortion. And then I would listen to the feedback on that and the response to that, and you would hear, women are smart. Women are really smart. They know what their legal rights are, and they know what's available to them. We don't have to put posters and signage in medical clinics or in doctor's offices to tell them that they have a legal right to have an abortion or where they can get it. So that was part of it. But the other, the major issue was the mandated speech is a violation of our freedom of speech.
Okay, let's hit that on the other side of the break. Mandated, remember that word, mandated speech. That should scare anybody for any situation. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You're not going to want to miss this on the other side of the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Back. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I love to make fun of the loons in the Sacramento legislature. Now, that's just my hobby. That's my pastime. I love some of the bills that they pass. You gotta figure they really don't understand the unemployment issues that we have, the homeless issues that we have, because some of the crazy stuff they do. And one of those crazy bills was AB 775. And here to tell us more about it and how it affected pregnancy centers, in case you haven't been listening, you're gonna have to go back and you're gonna have to get the last few segments if you really want to know what was going on. But Angela Bennett joins me. She's the CEO and president of a crisis pregnancy center in northern Los Angeles County. Angela, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you were talking about what the bill was and the mandated speech portion of the bill.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, there are two types of pregnancy centers. There is a pregnancy resource center that is not a medical clinic, and then they have programs and counseling and resources. And then there are the medical clinics licensed by the state of California. And so there are two different portions of the AB 775 that became law a couple of years ago. And for those that are non-medical clinics, they needed to post-sign any advertisement. For any advertisement, they had to post a message that said, we're not a medical clinic. Well, that's kind of interesting because an attorney doesn't have to post in his any of his advertisements that he's not an obstetrician. But they wanted to make sure that non-medical pregnancy centers posted verbiage that says, we're not a medical clinic. And the interesting thing is that they had to do it in 13 languages in some areas. It depends on your area. But in 13 languages. Now imagine that, a billboard with your name on it, and you're paying for this billboard as part of your marketing campaign, and now you have to put up there in 13 languages your tagline. And you're not going to get beyond one sentence in 13 languages. So it became an undue burden is what the court ultimately saw it as. It's an undue burden hindering your marketing. Also, for both the medical and non-medical clinic, there was a message that this government was mandating that was against the beliefs and the conscience of the pregnancy centers. And so as pro-life pregnancy centers, the message they wanted to have on the walls of the center in the waiting room as people walked in 48-point font was that here's where you can call to get a state-sponsored free or low-cost reproductive health care and abortion, including abortion. And so when you call that number and you say, where are you referring people to get an abortion? They say, you can get your abortion at Planned Parenthood, or you can get your care at Planned Parenthood. So it became a referral directly to Planned Parenthood. So that mandated speech was government mandated, and it violated the conscience of pregnancy centers throughout the state. So, NIFLA,
Well, the way you put it is perfect. I mean, it's kind of, again, the government telling you how and what you have to say in your business environment. And then the other thing, it's not really lighthearted. You don't have to say anything about it, but I find it interesting. It's like still telling people today that they can get cancer from smoking cigarettes. Do you really think that, you know, most people do not know that what Planned Parenthood does and where it is and that kind of stuff and how to get those services? Most counselors on high school campuses, they've got a stack of Planned Parenthood cards in those rooms, and they can tell these girls where to go and what have you. So just quite interesting to me that the state now feels like it has to step in.
The mandated speech would be something like, I go to the Ford dealership to buy a car or to look at his cars, and the salesperson comes out, because, you know, they always greet you within, like, 3 minutes when you're on the lot, right? They come out, and they greet you and welcome you and want to answer your questions. So imagine they walk up to you, they extend their hand to shake your hand and say, by the way, the Chevy dealer is down the street and around the corner, and you can go there.
Yep.
They're not going to do that.
No, not at all.
They're not going to do that.
So,
and in reality, the backbone of the law was based on reports that pregnancy centers are doing things that they're not doing. So we are, and just to provide clarification, we as a pregnancy center have licensed, as a medical clinic, have licensed medical professionals. I have two doctors on our team. I have licensed nurses and other medical professionals on our team. And every patient who makes a request for services is for pregnancy testing, STD testing, ultimately ultrasound, is seen by medical professionals. Everything done in our clinic is done by medical professionals, and I would say that that is the case throughout the state. And part of the substantiation for the bill was they're not all medical centers. They report to be medical centers, but they're not, and they're not always having medical professionals see their patients. And they also said we lie to our patients, which then takes into account everybody's license. And so, you know, on down the line, and there are no claims, there have not been any claims against our licenses because we operate within proper medical protocols and ethics.
Right. Well, what I want to do is I want you to touch on, I know you're not an attorney, you're not a Supreme Court justice, so just does the ruling that came down from the Supreme Court, does that give you any relief at this point?
It did. And truly, I'm not an attorney, so you're going to get the simplified,
yes,
maybe oversimplified response. So this decision found that the AB 775, which they call the Reproductive Fact Act, to be unconstitutional. And so the mandated speech is not in place any longer. There is no mandated speech. There's no mandate for marketing and advertising any longer. However, there were implications in this law that go far beyond the pregnancy center. And it seems to be one of the more significant decisions that there could have been, because this law directly affected our freedom of speech, one of the cornerstones of the wonderful things about our country. We have the freedom of speech. And so to mandate speech is just as an egregious assault against the freedom of speech as silencing groups of people. And so the government should not mandate speech, and least of all require organizations to speak against their conscience. So what could happen is that it could have been a slippery slope. You know, first the pregnancy centers, then other faith-based groups, then other organizations that the government might not appreciate, but they do. So, you know, if it stayed, it could have been a slippery slope. So this was a broad decision that's going to protect the rights of all Americans. And by the Supreme Court saying you cannot compel speech and that you can't target a group, you can't narrowly target a specific group and silence them or mandate speech. So, you know, I as an American, am proud to be an American. I'm rejoicing in the fact that our Constitution has been upheld and that we have the same freedom of speech today in the state of California as we did before the AB 775 or anything that might come after it.
Now, Angela, I know your particular clinic is in northern Los Angeles County, so if you're out in the L.A. area, know somebody out in the L.A. area, you have family out in the L.A. area, this is a place that should you find yourself in a situation, you could go there and get real information about, you know, the situation you're in, what can be done, and the options available to you. Do you want to give them, if you're willing, you can give them your information. You may get calls from other states, but at least you can send them in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. We can help them with a direct connect to something in their area. We're the SCV Pregnancy Center, and that stands for Santa Clarita Valley. Our website is scvpc.org. And our phone number is 661-255-0084. So give us a call, go to the website, shoot an email off to us, ask your question, and we'll send you, you know, we'll either help you out or we'll give you some direction on where you can get the help you're looking for.
Well, Angela, always a pleasure. Thank you. I do appreciate what you do there at the Pregnancy Center very much, and you know that. And have a safe trip home.
I do.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Joe. Take care. Yeah.
I'm Joe, senior host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Should the market scare you? Well, you should be aware, but never be afraid. David Fisher in to talk about what's going on and how to protect your money. We'll be back in a little bit.